Terrible. So we wanted to finish up our discussion the Vav and Beis of the last Hezegriya Sugya of the first parak. We're up to the second wide line of the Vav and Beis. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel. Okay, that we've already mentioned a few times. Aval ben gag le gag lo, between two gagos, you don't need any mechitzah of hezek re'iyah. Why is that? That's what we discussed last time. The two basic drachim shown them to answer the steer between this and Abaye, right? Either these are gagos re'uyas ledira, or these are gagos that are next to each other. That are next to each other, and you can see the other they're coming up and not do private things. Rav Nachman today, Omar, ain't no zakel dal amos. Well, zakel mechitzah. Rav Nachman himself adds, you don't need dal amos, but you still need a tentem chay mechitzah. Obviously, it has nothing to do with hezegriyah, as the Gemara explains. Lamai, ila hezegriyah ravos. Hezegriyah ten tefachim doesn't do anything. Lamai, a little more. You need dal amos. Ila nitfels legana. If you say so that nitfels means he'll be caught like legana, meaning to prevent trespassing. What do you mean prevent trespassing? You can't physically prevent trespassing, but it means that he won't have an excuse. Normally, if there's no boundary line between us, I can always trespass and I'll have an excuse. I'm just walking around. But if you build a fence, then I have no excuse, and therefore I'm afraid to trespass because I will be caught and considered a thief. But if so, the Gemara asks, "Mipsipas biyamatzagya?" Then even a low wall would be good enough. Ilagdim etzlaim, and if it's so that if you bring animals, they won't trespass. If they shall use dakar b'vas roshtagi, in order they not be able to jump directly, is good enough. You know, just tall enough for them not to jump over. So the answer is the olam the nitvas alav kiganav. Really, it's for nitvas alav kiganav. What's from Nachman's Kiddush? Sipas matzim shtamet leg omer mimitsure kam imatsirna. If it's just a low wall, you could still trespass. Because you could say, oh, I was just like stretching. And therefore, you can have an excuse for going over the low wall. There's no excuse for traversing a mechitzas asara. Therefore, it's necessary to prevent trespassing. And from here, we see a general cloud that, at least between residential areas, even when there's no chiv hezekriya, there's a chiv to chip in to build a mechitza gavoa asara in order to prevent trespassing because there's no excuse for traversing a mechitza gavoa asara. Meisveim hayachatzir lamal migayush haver in his kakimo. If the chatzar was above the fellow's gag, ain't his kakalo, we don't require anything from him. My love in his kakalo cloud doesn't mean we don't require anything, not even mechitzas asara. And therefore, there's a disproof of Nachman. Lo, ain't his kakalo dalat amos, and his kakalo mechitzas asara. No, we don't require dalat amos, but we still require mechitzas asara. Okay. That's the first part of this sugya. What is, before we try to understand what's going on in the sugya, and I'll tell you why I haven't slept much lately, because of the Rambam. Rav Nachman says, between gag and gag, you need mechitz vasara. Again, according to the Rambam, the okimta should be, that's livable gagin. That's unlivable gagin. Where you live on the gagin, you need dalat amos. But even if you don't live on the gagin, you need mechitz vasara. Does that match what the Rambam says? Says the Rambam in Pergimel Lachavav, Aval bin gag le gag nishar hagagin, meaning the non-lived in gagin, eino zakal arba amos, she'em b'nei adar megagos, you don't live there, you don't dal amos, lefiga hei megagos has a gri, aval tzarech lasos mechitza mishnei hagagin, vo asaret fachim, v'eshi yitfos, alav kigadam, nechum zershu, so he quotes Rav Nachman pretty much verbatim, that makes a lot of sense, because clearly we seem to pass like Rav Nachman. What's strange about the Rambam? Then the Rambam goes a little different, not even the order of Gemara, he goes in order of the Brisa, because this line about the Gagnes of the Chatz is really the safe for the Brisa we're about to quote. So he goes in Shtei Chatzir Zolam Al Mizo, and then he ends with Biv Haisa Chatzir Lamal Migago Shal Chaveiro, Eina Elyon Zakuk Letachton Klal. We don't require the top guy to do anything to the bottom guy at all. This seems to be a stira galuya to our Gemara. The Gemara says, "My love, ain't no zakut lo klal. The hav ain't no zakut klal." Like the Rambam Dafka adds a word to the Brisa. The Brisa says, "Ain't no zakut lo." And the Gemara says, "The hav means add the word klal." No, Askan is no silly. Don't add the word klal. It just means that it was akud dalat amos, but zakud mechitz asara. And the Rambam davka adds the word klal to the brisa, which is only the habim in our Gemara. I'll read it again. And this is the question that bothers everyone, you know, from as far back as we can find the portion of the Rambam. I guess the Magen Mishnah is as far back as we can go on this page. And I think the Magen Mishnah says here someplace, Ad Kalosha Gemara, Upirish, etc. The Ram holds like Rav Nachman. Okay, I know many answers to the Rambam. I'm not sure I'm satisfied with any of them. Anyway, this is the famous problem of the Rambam. How could the Rambam go against our Gemara and Davka throw in a word from the Havmina, Zuckalo Klaus, to just like make fun of us and say you should know a possible like the Havmina, when that's only the Havmina Gemara and the Askana of the Gemara is that Yini Mechitza Gavah Asara. Okay, let's first try to learn the Gemara, and then we'll get back to it, but I don't know, anyone have any answers already? And, you know, anyone have any answers? How could the Rambam go against the Gemara? I mean, this is like classic, right? So somehow you can't walk more than Dalet Amos of the Babylonian Talmud without asking the question, how could the Rambam go against the Gemara? But there's usually a good answer. I mean, there's always a good answer. Just sometimes you discover it, sometimes you haven't. How can the Rambam go against the Gemara?
Are they asking for an abstract answer or a deeper
answer? Either way.
So there might be another Chazal that's looking for a Gemara and he gets not closer to
that. Okay, that's too abstract. That's too abstract. Okay, fair. No tightness.
The word cloud is not here in original Pearson's Gemara.
The word really?
No, I'm suggesting.
Oh, no, I mean, we have a frigal Rambam. Even if we didn't have a frigal Rambam, you don't want to make up verses just to suit your convenience. Anyway, it's really not so simple. I mean, we'll see what we can do, but I was hoping one of you had a better answer than all the classic Achronim. But we'll see what we can do. Maybe we can rescue one of the classic Achronim. Okay, to rescue one of the classic Achronim, we probably need to learn the Gemara first. So, because the Rambam, notice, I read you Halacha Vav, which is Rav Nachman, about Gag L'Gag, and I read you the end of Halacha Zayin. I skipped the beginning of Halacha Zayin. So let us try to go through these different cases in the Gemara. First of all, forget about the Rambam for now, right? Chatzar, like, one thing is very clear. You don't need Mechitza Dalet Amos. There's no Hezek Re'iya if your Gag is L'mala Michatzeiro Shachaveiro. Why is there no Hezek Re'iya if your Gag is L'mala Mechatzero shel chaveiro, right? Why? What?
Which one's on top?
The gag is the chatzer is lamala mi gago shel chaveiro. I apologize. Chatzer is lamala mi gago shel chaveiro, right? Otherwise, it would be very different. The chatzer is lamala gago shel chaveiro. Ain't no zokad lotal, right? What do we have here? Chatzer lamala mi gag. There's no Hezek Re'iya. Why is there no Hezek Re'iya onto this Gag? Why is there no Hezek Re'iya onto this Gag? Right? Why is there no Hezek Re'iya from the chatzer, which is above, to the Gag? The chatzer has a very nice view of this guy's Gag, right? Because it's above. And he's not Zokhavo. Why is there no Hezek Re'iya to a Gag?
Because Gag people don't use so much.
Because maybe, like we said before, there's two kinds of Gags. There's Gags with Dira and Gags without Dira. And maybe this is a Gag without Dira. And a Gag without Dira, there's no Hezek Re'iya. Okay, who says this? Maybe it's been a while since this Rekorshi, but the Rimigash said this, and the Yabrama said this. Right, so one answer is the Rim Migash and the Yad Ramah. And it could be that many Mepharshim would say this because, you know, many, you know, a few Mepharshim said, well, the case of Abaye was Gagin that were fit for Dira. The case of Rav Nachman and Gagin that were fit for Dira. So maybe this is just since it's not part of a Nachman statement, it's a brisa that they bring as a kasha on him, but it's in the context, it's within the Shachman target of Nachman, maybe just make it Okimta. What's the Okimta? Okimta, Demairi, Begag, She'en Aroi, Ladira. Whatever exactly, however we define that. Never, there's no hezekriya if there's no dira on the guy. Okay, which we already explained yesterday, and which makes common sense. That's not such a hard okimta because they're making that okimta the Gemara anyway, according to many mefarshim. That's one possibility. Is that what Rashi says? What does Rashi say? Since the gag is not a tashmish kavua, you don't use gagos all the time. Noach lizar mishchein avshlo yeruhu. It's easy. Not the gag is not worried the dira. Just lo kviya tashmishay. You don't use your gag like you use your chotzer. And therefore, it's Noach lizahir. You can be nizhar from the bal chotzer shlo yeruhu. Meaning, even if it is Roy Ladira, perhaps, he's not saying this is a specific kind of gag, but in a gag, you can hide from your friend. If in a gag, you can always hide from your friend, what would he have said about the two gagam on two sides of the street? Maybe he would have said like Tosos. Maybe this proves he would have answered like Tosos. When it's on the other side of the street, it's not Nicha to hide from him because you don't notice him coming up. But at least if it's next to each other, even if it's Lamala, it's Nicha enough to hide from him.
It's also when it's the same kind of thing, the tashmish is the same from both of them. So one can have a problem the other. When it's chutzer and a god, you have different tashmishim. So this guy is doing more than this guy. But when it's the same thing, it's more logical.
So therefore, it's a different thing, it's easier to hide from him.
Right.
Okay, fair enough. Says Rashbi. Sin, he is Kavan. That a gag is not a chutzer, right? How does he know gag is not kviya tashmishe? That's the Gemara in Beis on Beis Gemaral. I forget exactly where these words appear. Kviya tashmishe. Yachol, not just yachol, noach li zoher mi bal hagag ha chutzer. Right, okay. Again, what by you require hezekriya? Require fence hezekriya? Maybe that's like Tulsa says, because not normally sorry for someone who's across the street and you don't notice him, but if he's just higher up, you do notice him. That's your mode. The right here has a third very strange answer. The Yesh La'ayin, what was, what he found problematic in the other answers. The right here says, he says, just make an okimta. The Baal Gag has another Gag next to him that's looking at him anyway, and therefore he doesn't have privacy anyway. Okay, you have to ask, well, if he doesn't have privacy anyway, why doesn't he build the fence to himself and the other guy, right? And then you have to figure out, like, what he holds about a Gag Samach Lagag. But somehow, says the Ravid, he makes an okimta. The haya gag acher samach the gag zeh umemela emotsnius. Okay, here it's gonna be a little tricky because, like, well, why doesn't he have to build a fence between those two? Between those two gagim. I know not between two gagim, you don't need to do a fence, but I'm not only talking about some cases. So I admit it's going to be a little tricky to work out for the Ravid. What exactly is the Okimta? But somehow he says, because that's what the Ravid says, there's another gag there. The Ravid in the Shittim of Bet says, there's another gag there. Because of the other gag there, therefore he won't do mili that's niusa. I guess he is the slightly different version of Tosos. What's Tosos? Tosos says that if there's two gagin next to each other, then that's not a problem because when the guy comes up, you'll notice him and not do things with sneus. That's like known for the right. Then there's another guy next to you, and that guy comes up, I'll stop doing things with Tznius, but I'll still be caught by the Malchatzer. He has a slightly different version of Tosos, but it's based on what she said in the beginning of this paragraph, based on a variation of Tosos de Bermaskel. What was that Tosos de Bermaskel? Bishne, what is the holiness variation? When two Gagdin are smuchim, no one ever does mealy ditzniu. So you notice the difference. Tosa is the Gagdin are smuchim and don't have a griya, because you do mealy ditzniu. So when he comes up once in a while, you stop. He says, no, when two Gagdin are next to each other, you never do mealy ditzniu. So you realize it's always going to come up. And that's why it's not a problem. Therefore, if you never do mealy ditzniu, even though you won't see the guy coming in the chatzer, still, you're not doing mealy ditzniusa. And the Rimi Gash in the other mouth think this is the place you never do mealy ditzniusa because it's a not such useful guy. And Rashi thinks that you do mealy ditzniusa, but you can hide from your friend. L'chor, what even Rashi means is that you will notice a guy coming in his chatzer. When you see him coming in his chatzer, you will hide from him.
From what the rabbi is saying, basically saying, so you're mochel on this side, you're mochel over there.
Not that you're mochel. That
is no. Obviously, you didn't make them do it.
Because there are two kinds of gagin. Gagin, you feel private, and gagin, you don't feel private. A gagin, you feel private, like across the street, there's hezagriya. A gagin, you don't feel private, like adjacent to your friend's gagin, there's no hezagriya. So it's not a place where you do private things anyway. Therefore, since this is a gagin, you don't feel private, there's no hezagriya, not the meshima. Just the kind of gagin where you don't feel private. So there's no head for Iyah. Okay, let's ask one other question, which is, how about Hezek Re'iyah from Gag to the Chatzer? Hezek Re'iyah from Gag to the Chatzer. I understand why Baal Chatzer is Potter. Either because Baal Gag doesn't do Dira, or because the Baal Gag can easily hide from him, or because the Baal Gag doesn't have privacy anyway, because the other guy, and therefore, uses this as a non-private place and doesn't do neatly to see us. But why doesn't the Baal Gag have to worry about that? Why are we worried about Gag will look at the Baal Chatzer? After all, in a Chatzer, you always have to be deeper. Man Dover Hezek Re'iyah Hezek says there's always had to be in a Chatzer. So why are we worried that the Baal Gag will look at the Baal Chatzer? What's the two ways to approach this?
Physically looking up, you don't see.
Who says that here?
Well, that would be more the Rimi
Gash. Who said that here? That would be the Rimi Gash and the Abrama here. The one answer is the Rimi Gash and the Abrama, although it's lots of other Rishonim who would obviously say this here also, right? Plus many Rishonim for the next Sugya, such as the Rabbeinu Tam in the last Tosos, right? Plus, you know, what do they say? They say that there's no Hezek Re'iyah from low to high. There's no Hezek Re'iyah because you can't see someone if they're higher up. From high to low, there's only no Hezek Re'iyah because it's a god. Tevi Hezek Re'iyah is a chaser. That's the next line of the Gemara. But from low to high, there's no Hezek Re'iyah because you can't do Hezek Re'iyah if someone's high up. Now, is this so passionate that you can't see someone if they're higher up? First of all, you have to say they're significantly high. Obviously, if they're 6 inches higher, that's not going to make a difference. So, l'chora, what they mean is that he's dalet amos high, right? Obviously, he's 3 amos high and he has a griya because a wall of 3 amos has a griya, right? So, let's assume, right? It's not a crazy okipta. It's not so much higher, right? That's like less than a story high, right? I mean, that's this high. Not so much higher. That's a reasonable height differential. That would be called the mala. You know, maybe this you wouldn't even call the mala according to some portion. I have to say that it is gavoa dalet amos. It's hard to imagine anyone would be making if it wasn't gavoa dalet amos. That's ridiculous. So it's gavoa dalet amos. That's not a crazy ukimta. Most things are gavoa dalet amos. I'm gavoa dalet amos. So what line in the Gemara makes this not so posh to say there's no hezek re'iyah if I'm low and someone else is high? What is this similar to that we mentioned earlier? The B'nai Rishos HaRabim, right? The B'nai Rishos HaRabim see me anyway. Say, no, the B'nai Rishos HaRabim only see you during the day when you're standing, when they try to look. Okay, during the day, it might just be people on the street during the day, but also might be you only see high things during the day. But at night, there's not enough light. if you look up. But
seems like there should be some high and
there shouldn't be some tie into Hanukkah. If we needed to. If we needed to, we could tie into Hanukkah. But on the other, if we needed to, we could tie anything into Hanukkah. And just to be fair, if we needed to, we could tie anything into Hanukkah because Hanukkah is really a big yisod in the Torah, not because it's a case. But nonetheless, I got room to make. If the story of Hanukkah was one which you couldn't tie the whole Torah into, Chazal would have made it a holiday of Doros. There are other things that happen in Jewish history that we forgot about by now. The Hanukkah because it applies into everything. But that's not our agenda in this particular setting. What are they assuming here? They're assuming here that even though the neighbors of the Rabbim are clearly much more than Dalai Lama's lower than the guy, because they are talking about a Stam guy, a regular building is much higher than Dalai Lama's. It's got to be what's a standard one-story roof nowadays is Balamos, let's say. I don't know what was in their day, but Chaos, whatever. Well, it seems like a decent height of their houses from later in the Sechet. What you have to say is that there are two ways of reading the Maskana. What's the Havna? Havna is, I have the Hedigree of Rosh Hashanah. Of course there's Hedigree when people look up. People are busybodies. They're nosy. They're Yentels. They're Yentels. They look up and they see everything. No, when they look up, they only see Bayom. What's the Lashon? Bayom. Hakima Ainu, when I'm standing, right? Be mama kikam kaimna bim ainu. How do you read that? And therefore, how do you read that? There are two ways to read that, right? What do we say? The beginning or sugya, rabim only be mama kikaimna. And therefore what? What are the two ways that you could do and therefore from that? One way is, and that's not Hezekiah. If they can only see me when I stand up and they're ma'ayin in the day, that's not called Hezekiah. That's so slight that's not Hezekiah. That's just part of normal life. That's so easy to be nizar from that we don't consider that Hezekiah at all. That's an impingement on me at all. Or you could view it as, and then you would get to the Rigash, the other ma'ah, and lots of other people in the next sugya. Who say that from Mordechai to Hezekiah, that's exactly what the Gemara said. It's only Kiyamama Kikaimna Kima Ainu, a Seik Seik Seika. That's not Hezekiah. That's ridiculous. Let's not be OCD here. That's not Hezekiah. But the other way to read it is no. The other way to read it is, and that is Hezekiah. Right? And that's a smaller Hezekiah. Then, migag lagag, which is the context there, right? You think you're already the Hezekiah from the Midrash of the Rabbin, I'm not making it worse, so I don't build a fence? No, they give you a small Hezekiah of bimacha, kikaimna, kima'ainu. But you're giving me a big Hezekiah because you're on the same level as me, and you see me even in Menela, even Kiyasivna, even Vilelga. But it's still Hezekiah. It's just a smaller Hezekiah than Gag lagag. And therefore, the Baal Gag still has to make his 55% or 85%, whatever it is, mechitza, depending on who you ask, because he's creating an additional Hezekiah. And then you would have to say, like the Shita of Rabin Yonah and the Rush. And the Rush. In general, I pointed out before, the Rush is very influenced by Rabin Yonah, even in other receptors, or almost all of them, except when we don't have the Rabbeinu Yonah. The rest are very influenced by Rabbeinu Yonah. Whenever he often quotes him, or when you see Rabbeinu Yonah quoted somewhere else, you'll see the rest of the same sheet. They're very influenced. Not Kafa, but very influenced. Anyway, what do Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush say? They say, no, you have to look in the context. What's the context? Eino Zokuk That's the lashon. Ein nitzkakin lo. Ein nitzkakin lo. You have to look at the context of the original braisa. The original braisa is five lines later. What does it say? Lo yomar ha'elyon harini, etc. Ella, etc. The braisa hatzera the mal yagishon ein nitzkakin lo. Ein nitzkakin lo. We're all talking about the elyon. Ein nitzkakin lo. What's lo? Lo is the elyon, right? The elyon's not zakon, but the tachton is zakon. What do they say? They say there is hezek re'iyah from low to high, and therefore the elyon is potter, but the tachton is chayav livnos mechitzas dalad amos. That's the shiur and yom and the rush. They say even from low to high there is hezek re'iyah. Yes, the smaller hezek re'iyah than from the same level. I understand. It only has a bria of kima ainu, the imama ki ka'imna. But, and again, the imama is optional because I kept mentioning there's two pshat in the imama. It might be known in the street during the day, but if you're on Gag and Chatzar at night, Gag and Chatzar are at night, or it could be you don't see high things at night, in which case it would be relevant here. I'm going to assume imama is that you don't see high things at night, and it's relevant here. But it's a smaller head, it still has a bria, and therefore he still has to build a fence. So this is a fundamental machlokes rishonim. When we say chatzer l'malo b'gag is potter, the baal chatzer is for sure potter. But is the baal gag potter or not? That is a machlokes rishonim. The Rimi Gash and the Yad Rama hold the baal gag is potter, and we'll see many other rishonim, and the Rebbe Yonah and the Rush hold that the baal gag is chayev. Okay, we will add more Rishon when we get to the next Raisa, and we'll see that you can make it a little more complicated, but this is the basic Bachlokas. Yes? Right.
So that sounds more that, in this case, you just can't see anything at all. Not that it's not called everything.
Interesting. Let's see. Where does he say this?
Oh. Isn't it time that the Rinnigar says it's four amos and Ravini
Yonah? Second, let's see. And he can't see anything. So what does it mean he can't see anything? Meaning, I guess my question is, what does it mean he can't see anything? What does the Rinnigar says around him? So, okay, I will, let's leave that for a second and see if we can make it a little more complicated. Okay, fair, let's leave it for a second. Okay, let's go to the next case. It says the next case, Itmar Shtechatzeres Olam Al Mizo, Amra, Huna Takvam Bonum Yikinegda Va'ole. The bottom guy has to build from his ground level until the top guy's ground level. The Elyon Bonum Yikinegda Va'ole, and then the top one builds the rest. No, the top guy has to help even below. Tanya Kavasa Chista and the Bryce supports her Chista. The top guy has to help even below his ground level. Shape of there's a Zola, Yomer Elion Reed, Bona connected to Old. The Elion should say only but building from me and up. El Mosea Milamato Bona. Rather, he has to help build even below his ground level. Which is the line we've been analyzing. Yes,
could you physically, what's happening here? Is it a straight cliff between them?
Yes,
the guy on top has any straight from the bottom?
Straight.
The cliff is the straight demarcation one.
Yes.
Because it talks about the other guy having reshus to build on that place.
I'll try to make it clear. But it's a straight cliff. Okay, let's go to this case of two chatzeros above each other. One machlokes is very clear. The machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chista is here. I need to do some space. Again, there's a lot of technicalities here. Here is the Elyon and here is the Tachton, right? And somehow they're building here up there, right? There's two parts to the building. This part, remind me who says what? Rav Chista says they both ship in and Rav Huna says only the bottom guy, right? Right, Moshe?
I thought it
was
exactly what they do.
As to exactly what they do? Well, let's see. Rav Chista says, Elyon Mesai'ah. Okay, correct. Meaning the Pashup shot. You're right. Pashup shot Mesayyeh al Milamata. The Bryce says Mesayyeh al Milamata. Again, Mesayyeh, it's not exactly clear what it means. But let's give Rav Chista the Pashup shot for now. Says Rav Chista, both. Says Rav Huna, only the Tachton. Okay, how about the top part? Who built the top part? What does it keep saying? Who built the top part? The Elyon builds the top part. Right? What does it mean the Elyon builds the top part? Who builds the top part? The Elyon or the Tachton? Or not the Tachton, says the Elyon builds. What are the two ways to read the Elyon building?
Alone or together.
Alone or together, right? So here, what does it mean the Elyon is Bone? There's two ways to read that. One is only the Elyon. And the other is, no, I don't want to have me on the Elyon. It means even the Elyon. Half a wall, we're not sure if it's even the Elyon. But above, even the Elyon. Who holds only the Elyon builds on top? Anyone? What? Ravina Gershom says only the Elyon builds on top. Let's see.
Right, man.
If the Elyon, sorry, Elyon lasts us, Rova Binyan, Visha Lo, Yad, Matafton, maybe also, Rabbeinu Gershon does sound like that. Okay, the Rambam, right? The Rambam sounds very clearly. What does the Rambam say? I lost my place. Sorry, the page flipped on me. Sheikh Hatzer Zolim Al Mizola, Yomer El Yon Arayim Bonim Kinegib Olel, Bonim Shnei Milamata. They both build beneath, because that's like Rav Chista. The Bryce like Rav Chista. The Olel, Ubona El Yon Levado, Mikinegib Olamala. That's very explicit. From him and up, the El Yon builds Levado. So this is the Rabbeinu Gershom, the Rambam, and the Yad Ramah. Who said they both build on top? Tosos views it as another pasha that they both build on top, right? Tosos says, "Bim Tomer, the Tachton Blumis here la Elyon. Why should the Tachton have to chip in on top? After all, above Galat Amos, why should the Tachton have to chip in?" He assumes the Tachton chips in. They both do it. Here is Tosos and almost all the Rishonim. Tosos and all the Rishonim hold they both have to chip in on top. They both have the chippin on top. Okay. Why would I am muting everyone. Whoever wants to talk, just unmute yourself. No steam up piot here. I'm just changing from opt out to opt in.
Just use the space bar to talk, then it automatically.
Or use the space bar to talk. That's right. Go to Morty. The young people know technology better. Why would Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rambam and the Yad Ramah say that the bottom guy doesn't have to chip in for the wall? Why doesn't he have to chip in for the wall? He doesn't have to chip in for the top of the wall. Why does Brown say he doesn't have to chip in for the top of the wall? Only the Elyon. Why doesn't he have to chip in? So here, again, admittedly, it's all of this gets a little tricky. It's not 100. This doesn't get tricky. Why did the bottom guy not have to chip in? I don't think I have any choices here. Why did the bottom guy not have to chip in? Exactly, because it's Gavod Dalet Amos, and the top guy, the bottom guy, can't see the top guy. So there's no Hezer Re'iyah from Lamata to Lamala. I know a lot of our Achronim disagree with this in the Rambam, but okay, let's see what we can do. L'chora, what's the Svara? The Svara is Ein Hezer Re'iyah Mi Mata Lamala. Right. I don't really see another way to explain them. And the Adran is pretty explicit. The Rambam doesn't give any explanation, which sometimes happens. The Yad Ramad, the Rabbi Gershom, also doesn't really seem to give any explanation here. But that's what it sounds like, right? That's what it seems. How about both? How about if you say they both have the chippin? Yeah?
Just going back to Fred, there's another reason you get from later on. The God of I said, look, the first part of the wall I can use, the top part of the wall is useless to me. I can somehow make do to use
no,
the
wall. But you're kind of to build a wall for Hezekiah, even if it's useless to you.
No, but is that what I have to pay?
You're hired to rent Hezekiah, even if it's useless to you. I mean, you're right. The classic days of Rent Hezekiah are where the wall is useful. We know that it's a Ra'ah, and then with Yosef and Afez, who took that very far. But I think if Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, that means I'm hired to build the wall, even if I can't use it. I think that's fair. Meaning I have to prevent Hezekiah, whether I end up with a useful wall or not. I still have to prevent Hezekiah. So I don't think that's a good sign. I can't say I don't have to prevent Hezekiah because I can't use the wall. I still have to prevent Hezekiah. Okay, so that's the spark. What about those who say they both? Most Rishonim say they both have to chip in on top. Why do they both have to chip in on top? So why is that? Let's say according to the... Why do they both have to chip in on top? What does the re say in Tosfos? The em tover tachton lo say yila elyon kimati arba amos lo yuchol tachton lo yuchol tachton lo yuchol tachton lo yuchol tachton. Why do the tachton have to chip in on top? As long as the dalon is higher, you can't see anything. But Omer v'yam tam skip v'rim v'farish the tachton mazik la elyon. No, the bottom guy is mazik has to be the top guy. Ki koi elyon when he's standing. You know, we lay out like we said above, like we put on the board here, Kika in the Chazuli, the Katsar, to say, yeah, Adal Ramos, the Katsar Ha Elyon. Okay, interestingly, I don't want to believe at this point because either I should have just put on the board once or I shouldn't keep referring to it. But Tosfos said, the Tachton sees the Elyon when he's standing. Why does it say only when he's looking? Okay, maybe that's obvious. Sees him means he's looking. Why didn't it say only when he's standing in the day? Sounds like you can see when you stand at night, which might imply that you can see higher things even at night. Only in Rosh Hashanah that people don't walk at night. Okay, but what does the Re say? Here, what's the Svara? There's two basic options. Says the Re and Rabbeinu Yona and the Rush. He says because there is Hezek Re'iyah Mimata Lamala. Right, like we had that kakir before. There is Hezek Re'iyah Mimata Lamala. What's the other option? The other option is you have to say there's no Hezek Re'iyah looking up. There's no Hezek Re'iyah looking up, but it depends, right? Ein Hezek Re'iyah Mimata Lamala. Aval kan, you make an okenta, ain't no lamata, even though he's lower, he's not low. What does Rabbeinu Tam do to make him lower but not low? So what does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says, let's give Rabbeinu Tam a little corner, I'm going to heal the hope. Here's the elyon, here's the tachton, and this is the tachton's yard. So yes, where they're building, there's an elyon on the top tone, and the top tone's way down. But at the other side of his yard, here, ready for to challenge my art prowess. That's the main stick figure, right? You see this stick figure. Okay, that's if I'm challenging myself to do art, it should be something that really doesn't need any clarity or explanation. How a guy standing over there can see over there. But you see how he's not really high because by the fence he's high and he has a slanted yard. And on the other side of his yard, it's the same height. And therefore you can see him just fine. And that's why he has to build a wall. Okay, so says Rabbeinu Tam. Well, it says, Lashon v'omer, Rabbeinu Tam, Kodesh HaKotzer, Tachon Einu Novach, Eitzel, Eitzel, Chasir, Shal Elyon. Avuiksad Acher, Hu Gavoa, Kodesh Elyon. Sad, Acher shel chatzero gavoa. What's the other most obvious okimta you can make? What's the most obvious okimta you can make to say that it's not really lower? What's the easiest okimta? Anyone? I mean, this is not meant to be hard. It says one chapter is higher than the other. But if it's really higher than the other, the bottom one shouldn't have to chip in. Why does the bottom one have to chip in? See, he's not really lower, but it says he's lower. The answer is? Mm-hmm. That's made of time. He's barely lower. He's lower less than? Arba'amos. He's two amos lower, three amos lower. Many of you shown him say this. Who says he's two or three amos lower? Mm-hmm. Who says he's a full, you know, height lower? Maybe he's only a little lower, right? No, this is not Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says even if he's Dalet Amos lower, you make me trouble for.
It's Ramban.
It's the Ramban, Ud Ime. The Ramban, and I think the Rashi says the same thing, if I'm not mistaken. That's the Ramban. That is not Rabbeinu Yonah says. Rabbeinu Yonah say Perush, just so Chayim will not corrupt us. Perush, bang Shizugavah, means do Bezo Gimel Amos, bang Shizugavah Dalet Amos. Whether it's two or three or four makes no difference. He's reacting against the Ramban. He's reacting against the Ramban. Ude ime. He's reacting against the Ramban. Ude ime. Or not the Ramban. Ude ime. The Ramban, let's say. Right? Says the Ramban. And the Yad Ramah says the same thing. Says the Ramban. And the Yad Ramah, he says, no, it is Gavoa Beis Ogimel Amos. And what do they add then? The bottom one doesn't have to chip into the whole length of the Mechitza. He only has to chip in till he hits Dalet Amos. That's what we're doing, Ramban. He only has to chip in till Dalet Amos. Okay, let's make him a little star here. Star. Umish Talim. Hatesi Hakotel ad Dalet Amos Mikarka Shalom. Right? Really, once you get Dalet Amos, you can't see anything. He doesn't have to pay half of everything. He says pay half until he gets to Dalet Amos. Until Dalet Amos, he can, that's like a third lower. Okay, the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran and the Miki Yosef pick a bit of a in between approach here. What does the Rashba say? Well, let's just put them here, right? Here, who's saying that Shtei Chatzeros, what is the Lashon? Shtei Chatzeros, what? Zolomal Avizo. Here we have, saying it's not Hezekiah. Here we have one second, pardon me. Put the Yad Ramah twice here. That's not what I have to do.
Do
you
mean the Rashba?
No, I'm going to put the Rashba in a second. I don't know why I put him there. That was a mistake. I just meant Ring Gershon and Ramah. Fine. This would be either you could take the approach of Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rambam, which is that the Tachton is Potter, or Rabbeinu Tam, Chayav Rak im Sad Hasheni Shel Chatzero is Gavoa, or the Ramban and the Yad Ramah, Chayav Rak Ad Gova Dalet Amos, but not if it's really higher. And here you would have the Re and Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush who say Tachton is Chayav Afilo if it's Gavoa Harbe. Okay, that's the same exact my focus. Here the Rashba and the Rich and the Round Mika Yosef, I don't remember which of them was on the Makorah sheet, the Rashba it seems. Says the Rashba here then. The Rashba should be, one second, printed out here. Says the Rashba, he said, I'm Dalet Amos lower than Dovi. Can I see him or not? What does it really depend on mathematically? The width of my chatzer. Think about it. Let's say this is Dalet Amos, approximately. Someone's standing up here. If I have this much space, I can't see very much. Like, what's my line of sight? I don't see him if he's Manos standing precipitously on the edge. But if my chatzer is this long, I can see him almost on the same level as me. What do you mean? Right? It's all a matter of the angle, right? Now the angle is very close to straight. So says the Rashba, he's good at that. He said, you've got to work out the angle. How high is this chatzer? How wide is my chatzer? And what's my angle? It doesn't depend on how high it is. It depends on the angle. If my angle of sight is like this, I can't see anything. If my angle is like this, then I can see something. And that, once the Rashba says it, basically all the Rishone, meaning Catalonia, the Rishone of Northern Sfarad, who followed him, the Ritva, the Rambam, Yosef, all picked up on this, says the Rashba, he says, don't make a low plug. There is Hezebri, or there isn't Hezebri, Dalet Amos, or there is Hezebri, Dalet Amos. Everyone makes Dalet Amos. Why Dalet Amos? Because that's offensive Hezebri. And say, instead of offensive Dalet Amos, you have a goal about Dalet Amos, an elevation of Dalet Amos near Hezebri or not. He says, it all depends on the angle. Now, of course, we have all the modern mathematics. He could have just told us an angle. Even without all the mathematics, you can tell us an angle, right? Chazal know how to say an angle in Hilchos Shabbos. They say, the angle is it goes up good fucking within Dalet Amos. Okay, but he doesn't tell us the exact angle. He just tells us use your common sense. But here is the, depends on the angle, and then you make an okimta that. The okimta is here, you have a mildly sloped angle, and you could see very well, right? Meaning, go get how the angles work, right? Here's the same two cases. This is Dalet Amos. Truth is that Dalet Amos might not be so good to the guy, but nonetheless, let's say the guy's a little short, right? Here, he can't see that much. While over here, even if it's not smoke, not like a Rina Tom, he can see a lot, right? You get the point. And maybe even in this case, you have to work out the math. Maybe even in this case, if it was six Amos, though, Himanos couldn't see anything, you'd understand. So you have to figure out where to draw the line. And then in this case, Yachol Liros, this is the opinion of the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran and the Mukhe Yosef. What do they say? They say, now, let's assume Rishat HaRabin is probably pretty white. So I think they would say, from Rishat HaRabin, you really can see. That is Hezegriya. So I think basically they would be on this side. But here we have something in between. What's the in between? You would say here is, this is the Rashba, Ritva, Ran, and the Mukhe Yosef says that, Haftone, Chayav, and Yachol Liros, meaning, what does this mean? There is Hezek Re'ia from low to high, depending on the angle, as opposed to everyone else, just makes a low plug of Dalet Amos. Scientifically, of course, they make more sense. Everyone else, either they have a different science that I don't understand, or different psychology that I don't understand, or they just made a low plug. They think that Hanal made a low plug here. That's clearly the Pashut shot.
This raya, perhaps against the Rashba, is that in Hilchot Sukkah, we don't assume that 20 above 20 Amos is fine if you have an extremely large Sukkah. You might say that you can see the top of the totally easy to see the 30 Amos tall Sukkah if it's a mile wide.
Right. The truth is that you really want to get into, correct. Right. This is what I was going to say, the other discussion of the cell, but here we're talking about Ria. That's a better point. Right. That is interesting. Meaning, what might the, how would everyone else defend themselves against the Rosh? Well, why are the Ria and the Radio and the Rosh think there's always has a Ria? I guess they would say, you know what? You can always see a tiny drop, and they're very much ready to be even tiny drop. What would Ria Tam and the Ramban and the Yad Ramban, the Ramban, and the Gershon say to defend themselves? Maybe they would say what Goli is pointing out, that you do have an angle, but people don't look up, and therefore you're not going to utilize that angle.
Or we don't care.
Would you say that the Rashba would say that you have to take into account the tallest person who might be standing on the top, or the average person?
The Rashba would say you have to take into account, theoretically, you'd say you have to take into account how tall the people in that chatzar are, theoretically, but I think practically, given that most people are more or less the same height, I don't think the Rashba would then they would take into account. They would assume that people are more or less the same height. You know, if really it was true in town, there were families that were 8 feet tall and families that were 4 feet tall, but generally in most humanity, every chatzar is going to end up having some people hanging out there who are close to 6 feet tall. So I think Lemaisa would not take that into account because, you know, you're going to have some friend or relative who's close to 6 feet tall. Oh, what if you bring Andre the Giant? I think you'd also say we don't have to worry about that. No, Moses Loshchiach, but also, you know, you probably don't, not friends with Andre the Giant, but also live so long, so he doesn't have so much time to go to everyone's chatzar, so we'll let that go. I mean, be Karon, right? No one who's that tall can live that long.
Isn't there another important point that the lower guy has to contribute to whatever amount the wall has to be that he can't
do that? Correct. Meaning, you're right. Just like we put a star for this, we should put a star here.
It's a very different number.
Not very different. I would say very parallel. The tachton mishtalin chatzi hakotel rock and shir adgova shemesalek riyoso. Right, that's what you're saying?
Like, even if he's not standing up, he still can't be able to. Even if Albert Einstein's standing, he still can't see.
I think they're on bomb and say that. I see what you're saying. You're right. I mean, he has to be masalic until we can't see him even standing, while the Rambam would say until you can't see him sitting. Fair enough. You're right. Okay, but I say there's a parallel. They both have a shear, and you have to only have to pay till you're masalik that shear. But of course they have different shear, and that's like one's on the top, one's on the bottom here. Yes, in a Hanami. I thought that was what I said here. That the, where's the Ramban? Yeah, the Ramban thinks you don't have to get rid of the Yamaba Kika and the Kimaimi, and the Rashba thinks you do. That part I agree with. Yes, absolutely. So that was what I said, right? That is exactly what I meant by, I thought I was clear, I was sort of drawing a line like this. Okay, correct. Now, let's just learn Rav Chista Rav Huna, briefly mention Rav Chista Rav Huna, and then I don't want to race the board, because I do want to get back to the Rambam, but I guess we should talk about Rav Chista. And do we have to talk about Rav Chista Rav Huna? No, not necessarily. Okay, let's take let's go back to the Rambam. Rabosai, how do you defend the Rambam? Where was the Rambam? Was the Rambam on this board? No. But you remember the problem with the Rambam. The Rambam says, Chatzar l'man l'migag, Chatzar l'man l'michatzar. The Rambam is just one of the sheet of the board here. Not a problem. By the way, before we go to the Rambam, does anyone have a sheet of what Rashi holds? There's not clearly what Rashi holds. If you look at the Lashon of Rashi, Rashi says, in both Chatzar l'man l'migag and in Chatzar, Shtei Chatzar Zol l'man l'mizoch. Okay, so here Zeb Boni be connected with Elyon Hatachtom Bole Boni Mishalom Ilmata Achivagila Gove Karko Shel Chavirot Viachar Kach Maskel Zelusayu Venosu Chalkem be connected with Lamal Boy Elyon Okay, here, the Rashi is pretty clear that, we can put Rashi here, Rashi says that from the karka of the Elyon, Maschel Zelesai, they both chip in. Again, I'm assuming Rav Huna and Rav Chisda don't argue on what they do on the top half, right? They both chip in. As opposed to Rabbeinu Gershon, who said, Shov Yagbio Ha'Elyon, Dalan Amo, so really sounded more like the Rambam. And as he said, so that's what he sounded like. And of course, you could take Rabbeinu Gershom if you want and just make him into the Rashba, et cetera, make an Okimta. Since he doesn't make an Okimta, we're going to take him a Stam. The Ram also, since he doesn't make an Okimta, we have to take him a Stam because the Ram is writing. So he should have made an Okimta. Okay, so we'll put Rashi here. But that could mean many different things, right? Why is that exactly? It is not 100% clear to me. And when it comes to the Chatzar L'Malmi guy, what did Rashi say? It says, "In Zaka Global, a Chatzar lasos l'mechitzim in Chatzar l'gag." Well, Chatzar doesn't have to build the mechitzim in the Chatzar and the gag. Does that mean, and the Baal Gag has to build the mechitza, or no? The Baal Chatzar doesn't have to build one, and obviously the Baal Gag doesn't have to build one. So it's not clear to me in Rashi what he held here, where the Baal Gag has to build the mechitza. It's also not clear to me. What he holds here. He definitely holds that. They both have to chip in for the top of the wall, but exactly why, where, and when they both have to chip in the top of the wall, he doesn't get too many clues. So I know in the here, Kali says that there's machlok zachronim what Rashi means, because everyone says whatever they want, but I don't really think you can prove what Rashi means. Do they think you can prove what Rashi means? Okay, go ahead.
What does Rashi mean when he says, Haisa chatzero l'malo migogol shel chaveo shea karka echotzer gavoa mikarka abayis?
To me, this is, here we enter a bit of a machlokas. Does every Rashi have to have, some tremendous lomdish chiddush? Or is Rashi just helping the student read the Talmud? I'm more from the second school of thought that sometimes Rashi just saying pshat. Obviously, sometimes he's trying to tell us all the solution. Rashi explained the chatzar is above the gag. He just knows that someone will be because they happen to chatzar be above a gag. A chatzar is on ground level. A gag is one story high. How could a chatzar be taller than a gag? So the answer is because the chatzar's ground level was higher than the house. And therefore, the chutzpah's ground level is so much higher, the chutzpah's elevation is so much higher than the house, that it's even higher than the gag of the house. So I think Rashi is just trying to give pshat to help the student read the Gemara. This is a strange thing when I say we're next door neighbors and my chutzpah is higher than your roof. Not such a strange thing for those of us who live in this part of Israel, because this is nice b'chol yom when you build neighborhoods on hills. But it might have been a strange thing for people living in France who are not used to.
They're building here.
If I had a one-story house, it could be that my neighbor's chutz would be taller than my roof. I'm not sure, but very close enough.
Look at the
chutz
right here.
Kayaduma. Okay, let us go back to the Rambam. Remember the steer in the Rambam? If you had a gag l'malo mechutzer chaveiro. If you're a gag l'malo mechatzar chaveiro, then the Elyon doesn't have to build at all. Why don't you have to build asar tachin?
Again, the gag
l'malo mechatzar gag. Anytime I say gag l'malo mechatzar, I don't mean it. L'chor, if your gag is l'malo mechatzar mechatzar chaveiro, you for sure have to build a maka around your gag to rent hezer v'iyah, because the gag slides on the chatzar. Right, okay, so we're not discussing that. The Chatzar L'malo Migagol Shel Chaveiro, how come the Rambam said you don't have to build Asar HaTochen? And if someone wants to be nitpicky, I can say, no, he really means you do have to build Asar HaTochen. It's very strange if what he says is, Ein HaElyon Zakuk V'Tachton Klal. Well, especially work of Rosh and Gemara.
Sounds like not at all. So who wants to defend the Rambam in a more concrete sense? How do you defend the Rambam? How do you defend the Rambam? Right, I just want to leave this board because maybe we'll have to use it over. We should have another part for the Rambam. We'll put another board next to it. I know we keep saying smart boards. The problem is smart boards are smaller. We need bigger. Like in buildings, they should be able to move this over and just put a second one, no? All right.
And the camera's wide. The camera's will be wide enough.
Ooh, okay. It doesn't matter. Soon, COVID will end, and then Corona for Israelis will end, and then everyone will be back in person. Amen. Anyway, so how do you defend the Rambam? Why did the Rambam disagree with our Gemara?
Isn't it much more of like a mitzvah love to God question?
Yes.
So, I'm saying bless him.
No, just because the answers everyone gives tie into this. You're right. It has nothing to do with this whatsoever, right?
The cases where it's like so much, he thinks the cases where like the cuts are so much higher. And that's why the lower guy can't see in does not pull up, and then there's not going to be a job because.
But then what was the Gemara thinking? The Gemara's case was when the two Chatzeros were close to each other's elevations, right? I really do need looker here. You know what? We're just going to have to, everyone's going to have to put this board in their notes and remember what it says here, okay? Let's just, Imkar, before we go back to the Rambam. I that's actually not a, well, I mean, it's all around thing, but let's just, before we do that, get the board.
Let me get the time.
Can you write on that plastic with that white ball?
No.
That's a fascinating question, but you know, I'm not a troublemaker. When I was a kid, I did enough things like that. I got in enough trouble. I don't want to revisit that.
On the wall.
Yeah. We're not going to discuss places I got in trouble for.
We're not planning
for writing graffiti as a kid. I know, clearly not so interesting, just like walls and ceilings. Not like the Lincoln Monument or something.
Did it say Remy's name on Wall 78?
I doubt anymore. although I did find places in the empty building that most people didn't know existed. So you never know. I actually, once the kid found some attic that no one knew existed within the file cabinets with the historical records of all transcripts. That was a geschmack.
You grew up on the parapet?
Of course, Pasha. That was geschmack. All my relatives, my rebbe. I didn't leave any graffiti there because there was too many other more important things to do. Anyway, Viter. Let's just review for a second then.
Seychateros Lamala. Right?
Which Rambam are you addressing?
One second. I'll come back to the Rambam in a second. Once I erase the board, I'm just going to hazard some of what's already on the board. Who builds from the Karka Elyon Ulamala, right? Who built the top half? Right, said the Re, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rush, both in all cases. Or let's say even better, both up to Dalet Amos from Karka HaElyon. Right, obviously, once you go Dalet Amos, Karka Elyon, no one can see anything. Like a full heads of Gerusha. What does the Rebbeinu Gerusha and the Rambam think? The Rambam say only the Elyon builds. Only the Elyon builds. Okay. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam said that if a normal case, only the Elyon builds, if the Achatzer Tachton is sloped, is if the Achatzer Tachton is Gavoa Bitsido Hasheni, then they both build up to Dalet Amos Mikarka Elyon. And what do the Ramban and the Yad Ramah say? They say, what? Betsido Hasheni. Yes, sorry. They say they both build up to Dalet Amos Mikarka Ha Tachton, and then only Elyon continues Ad Dalet Amos Mikarka HaElyon. And L'chorah, the Rambam and Gershom would admit to them. L'chorah, all these three shitos would admit to each other. That's why I put them all together. Right? L'chorah, they're only arguing in Kimta. L'chorah, they would all agree. Right? They would all agree to each other. Because they all basically say, there's no Hezekiah, I can't. If someone's Dalet Amos higher, but if someone's lower than Dalet Amos, there is. L'chorah, they would all agree to each other. And the last shita is the Rashba, Ritva, Ran, and Mukhe Yosef, which I think the Rashba's on the Korah sheet, says they both build until Tachton can't see. And here is where Moshe has a good point, right? Even a standing person, right? That's what you want me to add. And then Rock Elyon until etc. Or I should write etc. Until Dalet Amos Mikarka HaElyon. Right? These are basically the five shitas, which are really three shitas. Why I say they're three shitas, all the middle shitas say, there's no Hezriya if your Dalet Amos high. Just either say, Taka, there's no Hezriya, I don't have to build, or you're not Dalet Amos high because this is an Okimta that I was a slope, or you're not Dalet Amos high because it's an Okimta that you're only Bezer Gimel Amos high. And then I only have to build until you get Dalet Amos high. The Rashba says each case is different, depends on the angle. I have to build till it takes away the angle, much more cover. Even I can see you standing, and then you have to build the rest. And the Rii and Ravina Yonah and the Rush, unless you want to say they still mean the same as the Rashba, it could be they still mean the same as the Rashba, or it could be they say, well, plug, right? Most of the Sukkah. But the Rii and Ravina and the Rush really mean the same as the Rashba, they just didn't think of expressing it that way. But this is the basic machlokes, that these people say that there's no Hezekiah going up, and what it meant here is that's not Hezekiah. And what they meant, that's not Hezriya. And these people say that it is Hezriya. Okay, Moshe, you feel better now, right? Okay, now Chaim, I need your help again, just in case. Now let's go back to the Rambam. What does all this have to do with the Rambam? Nothing. The Rambam's not about Hezriya at all. The Rambam's okay. You know what, before we go back to the Rambam, I keep pushing off the Rambam just because, you know, I've been with Bernie Salom Akdamina. Let's go to Rav Chista Rav Huna for a moment. Now that we already erased our board. What's the machlokes between Rav Chista and Rav Huna? Let's assume that Rav Chista says, what does Rav Chista say? Who builds Who builds from Karka Tachton until Karka Elyon, right? And what does Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda said, "Pashas misayeo milamata ubone." Although not so clear that the Elyon chips in half, and Rav Huna says the Tachon builds it all, and we pass like Rav Chisda. So here we have Rav Chisda, both, and Rav Huna, only the Tachon. Okay, Rav Chisda required the Elyon to chip in here. Why does Rav, well, okay. What's shot in Rav Chisda? What phrase do the Rishonim use to explain Rav Chisda? What phrase do they use to explain Rav Chisda?
That's when
you was the Rav Satan in Yisod Ein Binyan. If he has to build on top, then he also has to build on bottom, especially if we assume we never most Rishonim held, they both have to build on top. At least up to a certain point, right? So what's a svar for Rav Chisda? Svaras for Rav Chisda is what they all come from Rav Nanal in Ein, sorry. In Ein Yesod, Ein Binyan, what does this mean in English? Since, according to almost all Rishonim, right? They both have to build on top. Then likewise, they both have to build, since they both have to build the top, they both have to build the bottom. That makes a lot of sense. Whatever type to build, this type of, oh, the top guy will say, what do you mean? What do I have to build? That's below my property. It's not my business. No, of course it's your business. If you're hired to build something, then you have to build whatever's necessary to support that, right? If someone's hired to build a house, do they say, I don't have to build a foundation? Of course you have to build a foundation. You have to build whatever's necessary to build a wall. And the assumption is necessary in order to build a wall.
It's pouring right now.
Yes, we should all say, by the way, after Shacharis and probably Mincha as well, and the extra cup of Tehillim, just that we should say one cup of Tehillim after Shacharis, that whoever's building something across the street from us is actually qualified, knows what they're doing, and will not knock our building down, not knock down our campus. And we say another Kabbalah Tehillim after Mincha, that in addition to know what they're doing, they haven't been bribed by someone to cut corners anyway, and that they will not knock down our campus. Okay, I'm pretty sure the Zuchus of the very, very special of Reichim here will suffice. More.
What's happening here is look, we're building this wall on the property of the lower guy, and they all have to share it and build the wall to the top. Why can't we, and since they're taking his property and they're both heads of creation, why can't we say he should build it on the top, build a smaller wall, and use his property to build the wall?
So most of the Rishonim assume that they're building it half and half. And when we say the Elyon is Mishtatek Ilamata, we mean that. Okay, here we get into a big machlokas that I wasn't going to get into, but maybe some of you noticed. It could be mean that if the Elyon has really, really strong rocks on that cliff, that he can count that as his half and build half and half. But since the Elyon often will just have dirt, then what the Elyon has to do is sort of just remove the dirt and build there instead on his side of the line. But almost everyone assumes that you build half on the Elyon side, half on the Tachon side. How do you build on the Elyon side if there's a cliff? You take off some dirt and replace it with something strong. And that's what he has to chip in and do. Now, what does Rav Chisda, what does Rav Huna say back then? So in which case, what does Rav Huna say? After all, Rav Chisda has a good point. Im ein yesod ein binyan. After all, if they're both chayav, then shouldn't they, im ein yesod ein binyan? So what does Rav Huna say back, anyone? What does Rav Huna say back? Why does Rav Huna think only the Tachton has to build? Isn't it true that im ein yesod ein binyan? I think there are two main, again, I don't have any lumbus for this. The Rosh, when they were to the Ran, say, I bet the Mechuyus of also, but I didn't write it down here. Okay. Say Shiflus of Goram. No, it's the bottom guy's fault. Because really the top guy just needs to build Dalad Amos from where he is to not see. Who told this Bahadur? Who told his neighbor to be lower than him and part of his soul? It's the neighbor's fault and part of your soul because Shiflus of Goram. Now, obviously, it's a little bit subjective, Shiflus of Goram. Because who's to say, like, are you deviant for being lower than me or am I deviant for being higher than you? You know, it's sort of a funny perspective that I could say you're deviant for being lower than me. But why does Rahuna think? So the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran say, because Shifluso Garam, meaning the fact that you are lower made us require your soul that we shouldn't have required. And therefore, the bottom guy's fault that you need the Yisod, right? Meaning the Tachton's fault. It's the Tachton's fault. Not the whole law. The whole law is Hezriya. That's everyone's problem. It's the Tachton's fault that we need the Yisod. Okay, Ravina Yonah has a very long explanation. He has two long explanations. His first one is that he says, this is what someone mentioned before. Who uses a wall when we build for Hezekiah? When we build a wall for Hezekiah, who has the right to use the wall? That's an easy question, both of them. How about the bottom part of the wall? Who, not has the right, who has the possibility of using the bottom part of the wall? Only the bottom guy. The top guy can't use it, because look at it. It's below the top guy's ground level. What can he do with it? This wall, he can put things in, he can use it and build a sukkah, build a shed, build a room from it. But he can't, only the bottom guy can use it. Since only the bottom guy can use it, therefore it's fair to make only the bottom guy pay. And then he says, or he could say, it's another variation. He could say, you know what? I don't have to build a stone wall if I can't use it. I can't use it, I'll just build a hutzadah. If you want a stone wall, you have to pay. But it's basically the same yesod, says Rabbeinu Yonah, because only Tachton can use that part of the wall. This is somewhat reminiscent of the Ra'ah perspective. What do I mean by that? That within Hilchos Shechinah, it's not just pure Hezekiah. The Chiyuv of Hezekiah is also because it helps us as Shechinim do other things. And therefore, what he's saying is the Chiyuv of Hezekiah comes from Hezekiah. But nonetheless, you're only Chayim to build a nice wall for Hezekiah because you could also use it. If you couldn't also use it, we wouldn't have been Mechayiv you, or at least not to build such a fancy wall. You know, maybe you would have had Mechutz V'dach. But we weren't Mechayiv you to build stones if you can't also use it. And therefore, since over here the Elyon can't use it, the Tachton can, the Tachton has to pay and not the Elyon. Okay, that is again, it's blurring the line between other uses of walls and Hezekiah, which is reminiscent of the Ra'ah from the beginning of the year, that Hezekiah fits into a broader framework of the needs of Shechinim. Okay, those are the two main Perushim that I know of for this so far. What about, one second. Give me half a second. Yeah. Okay. I hope. Yeah. What the Yad Ramah takes a slightly different perspective. Why does the Yad Ramah take a slightly different perspective? Because the Yad Ramah says, one second. Maybe I did put the other one in the wrong place. And he thinks it depends if it's Dalad Amos or not. but he's really more like the Rambam. His Okim figure is that only the top guy's building. Okay, you know what? Here, I realize my problem. That we're going to take him off here. Fix your notes and put him here. The Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah, if you're the same as everybody, it depends on the animals or not, but I already said here that they're all the same. But here, I'm going to change this also. It's all like they're about a dependent Dalamos, but his okay figures that only the top guy builds. And what about here, if only the top guy builds, now it's going to be a little trickier. Why does Pisa think they both chip in? If you said any so main binyan, then only the top guy should have to build the bottom part. And that's not what the Yad Ramah thinks, and not what the Rambam thinks in Rav Chisda, and I don't think the Rabbeinu Gershom thinks either. And it's not what Rabbeinu Gershom thinks either. So you're gonna have to have a different. Basically, an Ein Yesodein Binyan is not really going to work for Rav Chisda, or not completely going to work. So here, what about the Yad Ramah? What?
Why would they use it anymore?
Because only the top guy has to build the top. So why would they both have to build the bottom? If it's Ein Yesodein Binyan, then only the top guy should have to build the bottom. Let me put it this way. This is one there. How about if this worked for the
And you said it's interesting that you're also, it's not necessarily exclusive to say that the...
But if only the Elyon has to build the top part, why should the Tachton ship in for the bottom part?
In some sort of roughly.
What do you mean by that? I see what you're saying. You're saying just like make that some sort of combination. Which basically is basically what he does. Which is basically what he does. Okay, so let's just point out that this Rav Chisda then, let's go in a slightly different way then. Basically, then the Yad Ramah has a third shot in Rav Kuna. What's Rav Kuna saying? After all, what happened to him? Any Sodin Binyan, right? What did Rav Kuna say according to the Yad Ramah? The Yad Ramah says, he says, funny, he says, because the Elyon is only chayiv to the Elyon to Taina. I only have to build on my property. My chiyuv is limited to my property. What's the problem? If the Elyon builds on his property, it'll fall because his property is not strong enough. It's the edge of a cliff, right? It's very hard to build things on the edge of a cliff that are sturdy, especially since a chatzar probably is not an edge of a cliff like a natural cliff when you go hiking that's been there for thousands of years and is a mountainous crag. You know, it's full of landfill. It's full of dirt. It's going to come crashing down. If I build a stone wall on the edge of a cliff, it'll come crashing down. And basically, he just denies him in Yesodein Binyan. What does the Yad Ramah say? He basically denies him in Yesodein Binyan. How can you deny him in Yesodein Binyan? What stupid person says, I agree to build a binyan, but I'm not going to build the yisod. That's ridiculous. The answer is no. He makes an assumption. He says the chiyuv elyon is only to build on his property upwards. He's only going to build on his property upwards. And basically what he says is, if you want, I'll build on my property upwards. Oh, then it will fall. Okay, then you can sue me, I'll build it again. Then it'll fall. And you can sue me, I'll build it again. Basically, what he's saying is I'm hyped to do something, but my chiyuv is restricted to my property, and therefore I'm hyped to do something that's not good enough. You want me to do something good enough? Then you have to provide a foundation for me. It's a limit on Hezek Re'iyah, I am not chayav to build a perfect solution for Hesed Re'iya. I'm chayav to build a solution on my property. If that's not good enough for you, then you have to chip in. That's what he says. Need al mazal har because atzmo less like you the elyon mikaka chatzir ve arba amos. He only needs to build up the midnei lamata lomachay bino. He has no chiyuv to build down, and even though then it'll fall, mikol makom he can say I'm doing my part, and basically is only to build from his property upwards. If the tachto, which of course he does, wants the elyon to build a stable wall, he has to provide a yesod. Basically, what he's saying is that the chiyuv of Hesed Re'iya is only to build for my property, not to build down. It's for your benefit. You want to be saved from Re'iya, and you want a yesod for my binyan, then you need to put a yesod. He's basically limiting the chiyuv of Hesed Re'iya. I only have to build for my property upwards. I don't have to make sure it works. If you want it to work, then I'll nizak leharki. Because that's what you have to defend yourself by building yesod. That's a big finish that I can claim. And basically, it's a game of chicken here. According to the Abarma, if the Tachlon says, no, I'm not providing yesod, then the Elyon has to build the wall at the edge of his property, and then it'll fall. And then he has to assume and build another wall and it'll fall. And basically, it's just a game of chicken. The Elyon says, oh, I'm happy you build the Mechitza Dal Amos, but you know it won't help you so much unless you bring me yesod. Then the Tachlon will be coerced into giving him yesod. Big finish.
Isn't that kind of ridiculous? At the beginning of the third, we learned that you have to build a stone wall, you can't build a cheap wall because the guy can't hear. I'm going to have to sue you.
That's the finish of the Ramah. He says, oh, don't we know in the beginning that you can't build something which will fall and I'll have to keep suing you? He says, yes, but only within the boundaries of building on my property. I don't have to build on your property. That's a limit of my field. Okay, that's maybe even arbitrary, but that's his finish. Now, just in Rav Chisda, I would point out that this Rav Chisda is a little complex. I think this makes sense if they both have to build on top. But what about Svaras Rav Chisda, Lefi Rabbeinu Gershom, Rambam, and Yad Ramah, who say only the Elyon builds the top part? So why does Rav Chisda have to split it? It would be nice if someone, one of them interpreted Rav Chisda to mean that Misayeya means build the whole thing, Moshe, but they don't. None of these three do, right? So if the only one builds the top part and Ein Yesod Ein Binyan, then why do they both have to chip in for the bottom part? Then basically you have to say that what's the svara of Rav Chisda, as Dovi points out, basically, you're taking half and half of this. That's what Dovi was saying, right? Dovi?
Yeah.
You're saying take half of this, half of this. Then you have to say that on the one hand, in Ein Yesod, Ein Binyan, so Elyon pays. But on the other hand, Shifluto Garam. On the one hand, the Elyon's paid for all of it. And he's building a vineyard. And the Elyon has to build a vineyard. So the Elyon's on the other hand, Shabbos of Doran or Rak Tachton Nehene Me Chaylek Zeh Shel Hakotel, which is exactly what the Arama says. So since there's one spur one way and one spur the other way, so therefore, they won't pay. And this is exactly what the Abarma says. The Abarma says, he doesn't say in this language, but on the one hand, it's the responsibility of the top guy, because in Yisod Ein Binyan, even though he doesn't say in those words. On the other hand, only the Tachton is Nenef in this part of the Kotel. So since it's only the Tachton is Nenef in this part of the Kotel, it's not fair to make the Elyon pay. This is what the Rama himself said. He says, Fint, only the Tachton is Nana, then it makes sense that he should have to pay half. Again, like Rabbi Yonah bringing in who's Nana from the Kotel, he says, what does Rav Chisda think? Since he gets in other ways a lot of hanah from this, he can build something on it, he can make a sukkah, make a room out of it, it protects him from the dirt falling off the cliff. Therefore, they both benefit. I mean, both benefits. The Elyon benefits because he needs a yusod for his binyan. The Tachlon benefits because he's getting all the physical direct benefit. And therefore, they have to pay half. Okay, that's Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Now we've finished the Gemara. The only question is, do we defend the answer our problem with the Rambam or not answer our problem with the Rambam? Now let's remember our problem with the Rambam. Let's remember our problem with the Rambam. I think we can do this without reading the board. Let's remember this case. Said the Gemara. What was the case? The case was, what was the Mala from what?
The Chatzar is above the gap.
The Chatzar, I always get that wrong, right? The case is the Chatzar is above the gag. Says the Gemara, Chayav Livnos Yud Tfachim. Says the Rambam, Eino Zakuk Lo Klal, almost seemingly purposely using the Lashon HaGemara's Havamina to tell us, as long as the Rambam's winking at us, tell us, don't think I forgot the Gemara and I don't know this is only the Havamina. I know this is only the Havamina, but it's true. Question is, what gives him the right to disagree with the Gemara? So, what did someone want to answer the Rambam in a more concrete way? How do we defend the Rambam? Anyone? What? What did you say before? Remind me.
This is the Chatzar is much higher.
Ah, the case in the Gemara is the Chatzar was lower. The case in the Rambam is the Chatzar was higher. Right? That's basically what the Taz says. The Taz says the case in the Gemara is when it was less than 10 tefachim elevation. Therefore, you still need it in the Chitza, Shalom Yenifel Havyanim. The case in the Rambam is when it's a higher elevation, so you don't worry about Mithras Kiganim. The Gemara is lower elevation. And the Rambam is higher elevation. That's what Moshe is saying, right? That this is the case where it's higher elevation. As a matter of fact, L'chora, now, why did the Gemara think it was lower elevation? And the Rambam thought it was higher elevation. After all, they're both quoting the same Brisa. The Gemara assumed the Brisa was a lower elevation. Okay, here's my problem. What?
I want to also say that maybe the Brisa
is not. Okay, what's answer one? Answer one is Moshe / Taz. Right? What? No, because I think you might have been saying it a little different than the Taz. And therefore, I would give more flexibility.
Just put it
in. Moshe / Taz. He says, what's the difference? Is that the case of the Gemara is it's Gavoa Ktsas. The case of the Rambam is if it's Gavoa Harbi. If it's much taller, then what do you mean if it's Lugiganov? I don't understand. If I'm 5 feet taller than you, I'm going to say, I was just stretching out. That's why I'm in your Rishus. No, that's like going off a cliff or climbing up a cliff. Like that you do on purpose. That's called burglary. There's no excuses for that. Even though somebody should do say, oh, it's an excuse. I was stretching and I fell off. Okay. Come on, give me a break. I was stretching and I fell off. That's very, I mean, I personally, if I found someone on my property and they say, I was just stretching off the next roof and I fell off into your property. I didn't intend to trespass. I would not believe them. I would not believe that. Meaning, I don't think that would be accepted in a court of law, in my opinion.
You talk about the difference of 10 tefachim.
I'm being vague. Okay.
Oh,
okay. The Taz says the difference is 10 tefachim. Yeah. I wonder if Moshe might have meant more than that. Even. That's why I put the slash. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, what's the problem here? First of all, it's a little funny. Like, why didn't the Rambam?
I think it's well, because they cut zeros the relevant things that.
So you're saying this comes after the Rambam Shtei Chatzeros. Shtei Chatzeros, the Rambam's Mufsurish, the Tachton doesn't have to be Bon Elamala. Why doesn't the Tachton have to be Bon Elamala? It has to be at least Dalet Amos, right? There's no Shita that would talk to the Tachton Elamala if it wasn't Dalet Amos, Moshe says. Right? Therefore, since the Rambam understands this is continuing off the Shtei Chatzeros, and he's not Chayiv at all,
The bottom one's not high at all. It must be Dalai Amos. From Dalai Amos high, you really think the guy can say, I was just stretching and fell down 6 feet into your chutzar and I didn't intend to trespass? I guess you could. You know, Rav Levi Yisrael Berditchev would have accepted that alibi. But the Rambam wouldn't. Okay, now here's what I'm a little so good. Why didn't the Gemara know that? After all, why didn't the Gemara know as much as the Rambam knew? After all, it must be a case where Dalai Lama was high.
I'm saying there's two cases. I'm saying that there's a particular case, which is left in Dalai Lama, and I'm pointing to the Bryce's case.
But it's a quote from the Bryce.
I think it's a different quote.
You think they're not quoting that Bryce?
I think it's Nisqakim Lama, but it's even Shakim
Lama. Ah, whoa, okay. Oh, we have to, did you check the Kisvayad?
No.
Okay. Chaim Soloveitchik would have kicked you out on your posterior already 30 seconds ago. Excuse my friend. What Moshe is saying is that there's two different cases. The case of Rav Nachman was not this Brisa. They asked the Rav Nachman. That's not the same as Eino Zakuklo. That's a different brisa. And there are two different cases. That case was a little higher. Okay, here's my problem. You ready for my problem? Okay. Forget the brisa. The Gemara's case was Eino Zakuklo the Dalai Amos. It's a little higher. Why aren't you Nizkakim Lo the Dalai Amos if it's only a little higher? There's still Hezek Re'iyah.
Do you have to add another assumption?
What?
It could be you have to add another assumption.
Which is, this is my problem. What's my problem with the Taz? My problem with the Taz is this. This is, again, I told you why I'm not able to sleep, why I wasn't able to sleep at night. It's looking good. I should be able to sleep at night for the next couple weeks. But there aren't such hard problems. But what's my problem? Problem is that if the case in the Gemara was only Gavoa Ktsas, in the Rama I have no problem. Gavoa Harvey, this is fine. This is Meduyak in the context in the Rama. That's Meduyak in the context of the Rama that I can handle. But if this was only Gavoa Ktsas, why is there no Chiyuv of Hezek Re'iyah? Why is there only Nishmas Lo Kigadim and no Hezek Re'iyah? That's my problem. Say, Gavoa's case was a little higher, so there was still trespassing. The Rambam's case was down a little higher, so there's no trespassing. But in the Gemara's case, it was only a little higher, then why is there no Hezek Re'iyah? I can't figure out an answer to that. The Taz is what you said, and obviously the Taz knew what he was talking about, and never read an R2, but nonetheless, you know, I can't accept it if I have a kasha on it. Right? Moshe, how do you defend yourself? If you want to make an okimta, first of all, it's a fascinating idea of Amos Kokin versus Ain Zokok. I wouldn't make that even a check and kiss for Yad, but okay. You're, I respect your Gzeira Atu, you know, becoming not yeshivish. But if the case of the Gemara is only this much higher, then why is there no Hezek Re'iyah? How can everyone agrees that Hezek Re'iyah is only a little higher? I never heard of any Shita that if this much higher, there's no Hezek Re'iyah. That's ridiculous. So that's why I can't accept your answer. All right, can you defend yourself?
Yeah, I would just, it's not an answer. Is that there's a difference between, you have to draw the line somewhere where Nifas Lo Kagan is drawn, but the Rambam still thinks that, you know, really the first case is really where it's four Amos, and that there's still no given idea if you see the person sitting there.
Ah, what you're saying is, in the worst case, is four Amos, but still it's Nifas Lo Kagan. The Rambam's discussing a case where it's six Amos, or 10 to 8 Amos, and there's no Nifas Lo Kagan. Now it's not the doing of the Rambam anymore. Mahishi Kasich is only discussing 6 or 8 Amos? Yeah. You know, that's a little hard. I'm doing the context of the Rambam, that he's going to go with Dalai Amos. Once you're going to say You know, oh no, Dalai Lama's to show mitzvahs won't be got it. But the Rambam's case is your Damos, and your Damos, no one would fall off a cliff and hurt them, break their leg, and there's no mitzvahs won't be got it. Okay, that's, you understand. Okay, let's try something else. What did Beis Yosef and the Drish say? Beis Yosef and the Drish have a great one to answer. What did they say? They say that, okay, how it deals with the Gemara, you're sliding on it. But what are their basic half of the Rambam? Okay, here, how they deal with the Gemara. They have two different ways of dealing with the Gemara. I must admit, they have two different ways of dealing with the Gemara. But let's first see what they say in the... in the Rambam, what does Beis Yosef and the Drisha say? They say what they say is that the Rambam admits that theoretically you're chayav to pay for Dala Amos, right? What do they say? They say the Rambam admits, says the Rambam, no, theoretically, you're kind of to pay. Sorry, I meant for Asar Tvachim, for Nifas Lo Kiganav. Yeah, the Gemara is right. Theoretically, you're kind of to pay for Asar Tvachim, Nifas Lo Kiganav. However, practically, since you have to build Dal Amos for Hezekriah anyway, that doesn't come to fruition. But practically, since the Tachton has to build Dal Amos because of Hezekiah, the need for Asarat Fachim is obviated. Okay, what they do with the Gemara, they have different approaches. I'm not strongly getting into it because I just don't see how this could be right either. What's their part? They're saying along this part. Of course, the Rambam admits Rav Nachman that Lachiyah Mechitz Asarat Fachim theory. However, Lemaisa, you have to build Dalet Amos. Because what's the Lashon of the Rambam? Mm-hmm. The Lashon of the Rambam is Ein Ha'elyon Zakuk L'Tachton Klal. But the Tachton is Zakuk L'Elyon. The Elyon's not Zakuk L'Tachton. But the Tachton's Zakuk, what's their Kiddush? They have a double Kiddush. Forget about how you answer the Gemara. That's more technical. Two Kiddushim. One is once you have to build Dalet Amos, there's no longer a need to build good Tfachim. Why would that be? You'd have to say like this. Dalet Amos is a chiyuv because of Hezek, not just because of your Shechinim. But nevertheless, yada, that's not hesek. The fact that I could theoretically trespass if I was an evildoer. It's not being mazikyu. That's just good neighborly relations. So therefore, since the chiyav yotvach was only could have helped the shchenim, but the chiyav dal amos could have helped us mazik, if you make those two assumptions, one of which is seemingly more obvious and the other is certainly possible, then a chiyav mazik is comes first. And once it's a chiyav mazik, we don't look at the chiyav shchenim. Right? That's sort of the lundus. What's the lundus? The lundus is going to be that hezek re'ia is midin mazik. And once I have midin mazik, we don't even come on to our shteyim. While yud tfachim, sorry, nitvas keganav is midin shcheinim. And therefore, if there's a chiyav midin mazik, that takes precedence over the chiyav midin shcheinim. You don't get the shcheinim if you haven't solved it already. Okay, that's what someone says there. Kiddushi Rabbi something. Kiddushi Rabbi everything. Kiddushi Rabbi asterisk says this. Okay, great. Well, yeah. Kiddushi Rabbi Shema, Kiddushi Rabbi Ruvain. I don't think there's a Levi. Fine. Okay, done. Kiddushi most of the Shvar says this part. Okay, wonderful. To explain the Beis Yosef and the Drisha. I could handle this if it was true. I could handle the lowness. And what do they do with the Gemara? Ah, so why did the Gemara say that he's not chayv in yutfachim because it's preempted by the Dalai Amos? Either the Gemara could have said that, but they didn't say it, or the Gemara meant, no, you're chayv in yutfachim in a different case where there wouldn't be Dalai Amos theoretically. The Gemara was discussing theoretically, not practically. Okay, you get out of that. I can't see how this is true. That's what Moshe is. Moshe is nodding. Moshe is saying the same thing. Saying, why did Ben Narshid waste 5 minutes of my time without saying that right away? Okay, the answer is, if Kedusha Rabbi asterisk says this, that's worth 5 minutes of our time before an Afrikit. Here, what's the problem? This assumes, against the whole parish of the Rama, this assumes the Rama is really only in the rush and thinks there's hezek or ia from lower to higher. The problem is that can't be, because in Shtei Chatzir Zolam Alamizo, he said explicitly, Bona Elyon Levado Mikenegdo Lamala. Only the Elyon built up. Means there's no hezek or ia from bottom to top as we had on the board before. And he doesn't give any, basically, the Rama's following one thing. Two Chatzir Zolam Alamizo. There's no hezek or ia from the bottom guy to the top guy. Then he says, but if it was a chaser on top of a gag, then there is hezek or ia. It can't be. And then you're going to start, Moshe's going to say, well, theoretically, you could say, but I don't really mean it, that even though there's two halves of the same brisa and the same halacha, the two halves of the same halacha in the Rama, forget brisas, one case he meant when it was wide and sloped, and the other case he meant when it wasn't. You know, that's going to be basically it. In chaser, lemala mi chaser, then there's no hezek ra'iya from low to high, which was the whole speech of the Rambam. Then in Chatzer, Lamala Migag, there is hezek ra'iya from low to high. Doesn't make any sense. How could it be that in Chatzer, Lamala Michatzer, there's no has, and also in the context, yes, Chotzer L'malo Michotzer, only the top guy has to build. And then he said, but if it's Chotzer L'malo Migag, the top guy doesn't have to build. L'chora, he meant, and the bottom guy also doesn't have to build, like we've been saying until now. So it became very strange. Now, maybe you could try to get out of this, but it's like, I have trouble believing what the Beis Yosef wants us to believe. The Beis Yosef wants us to believe that when there's your Chotzer and my Chotzer, I don't do hezek ra'iya to you. But the your chatzer, my dog, I do has a ria to you. That's going to be very hard to say.
How do they explain why there's no
hezek ria from the dog? Compared to the guy who's not wearing the dira, it's not a problem, right? Now we're talking about shark dog, which ain't wearing the dira, or ain't suing the dira, or whatever. So I have a lot of trouble with this hezber. I have a lot of trouble with this hezber as well. Like, I just don't get. I don't get this. I don't get this shot in the Rambam. I don't think they really want us to think. I understand. They say Elyon is not Zalkut L'Tachon. And they want to say, but the Tachon is Zalkut L'Elyon. Or, no, but the Tachon has never been Zalkut to L'Elyon until now, so why should that change? The guy in the, unless you want to say,
also just before,
Yeah, and let him have told you that there's a chi of dalet amos from the gag to the chutzer. Right, gag has some of the chutzer chaveru, you have to do dalet amos because of hezek re'iyah. But if the chatzir, the mal migago shachaver, the elyon is not zoko to the tachton at all in hezek re'iyah. Why didn't... So I find this a little difficult. Could you somehow squeeze in and say, no, if the gag is lower, that's worse than if the chatzir is lower? Because maybe he doesn't know to be nizer from Ryan, the gag doesn't go up so much. It's still going to be very dachuk. And the Rambam, Eina Elyon Zaka for Tachton, Klal, in the context, Chatzar of Chatzar, the Elyon has to build the wall. The Tachton is to help with the assumed. But if the Chatzar is above the gag, the Elyon doesn't have to do anything. And the Chor, the Tachton doesn't have to do anything, like until now. So I just find it to be a very problematic read of the Rambam. The problem is now I'm just stuck that I don't have shot in the Rambam. My mission was to bring a riot to the rift to the Rambam, because the rift never brought this part of the Gemara. Okay, maybe, but that doesn't help us with the Svara. You could always say the rift didn't bring every part of the Shaka Vataria.
Can you not say the Tzad of the dance and then just use the basis of songs? That's why the Gemara didn't say that.
Meaning, the Gemara was talking about when it was only a small difference of elevation, therefore you still
have... No, they're both talking about four. Mm-hmm. And I could have answered, and I can't remember the value, you know, but like it's good that there's two more answers. I just want to ask anything else.
Meaning they could have said, Mitisbra, you think that it's so low, why is there no hesitancy? Or they could have said, hey, you know, it's so high that. I see. You could have said it's so high that, but it didn't. They gave a different answer. Bedochak, look, why are we attracted to the Taz? A little bit, because common sense, it doesn't seem to me that the guy should be able to claim I was just stretching out if he fell off a cliff. Right, that's where Dovi's coming from, also common sense. So just say, like the Mezio say, that, how do you answer? The Gemara was also Gavoa Harbe, and they could have given this answer and didn't. Basically, the Gemara's La Dafka. What are we basically? The Gemara's La Dafka. The Gemara said, yeah, build good Fachim. It could have said, you don't build good Fachim. But, you know, it decided to say something else. That's what Dovi's saying. Maybe Dovi, that's what you have to say. You know, we prefer to have a cleverer answer than that, right? I prefer to have a real clever Meduyuk answer in the Rambam. I just don't have one.
I have a third shot.
Sure.
I have no basis for what's
happening. What would the Rav say is an acceptable basis?
The Rambam.
No, a clear and logical mind. Someone asks, what's the Makar? Makar is a clear and logical mind. Yeah. Okay, so either yes or no, let's find out.
Could it be that in any place where Hezek Re'iyah is Shaya, it won't say Nifas above Kagana, even when there's no Hezek Re'iyah?
That's very fancy.
And therefore, by Shpegagin, which are not part of the Dira, there'll be Nifas above Kagana, like even when there'll be Nifas above Kagana. But here we're talking about a case where there's a Chatzar and the God. So since in theory a chaser which is shy to has the griya, we won't say it's left the gap.
Why would I?
Yeah, I don't know. I hear you like I'll go with Dovi. What does Dovi basically say? He says, take the Taz and take the Yosef dance with the Gemara. What's he saying? That basically the Gemara could have said, you're right, you don't need a machitza for himself being honest, but it gave a different answer. But they could have, the Gemara could have said, you don't need the Chitzi Yud Fachim. But instead, it said, you know what? It could be that he meant you need the Chitzi Yud Fachim, even though really you don't. And that would defend the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam just come from common sense, that it's not a stopper to him that if it's so tall, you should really have a problem of Nitvas Alav Kigana. Okay, I hear that. What is Dovi saying? Dovi's saying he's just modifying this a little, right? He's combining your Hermione Tazen, yes. Joseph, as we said very nicely. We'll call this Dovi, but it's really just the Taz is Svara and the Base Yosef the Chi of the Gemara, but it's a drama of Svara Harvey. And the Gemara is also Gavoa Harvey via Yachol. Lomar, the Engel Tzarech, Mechitza. All right, but instead it said, maybe you do need a Mechitza. It's just very dachuk. Lemaisa, I don't know. This Rambam is a Tzarech Igon. No one in there has a better answer for the Rambam.
Merkavas HaMishnah, who wasn't intimidated by Chaim Soloveitchik, was willing to say that there are two different brisos. But it's not clear to me how he resolved all the issues, all the problems.
I have to answer my question. Fine, there's two brises I can handle. Because
he talks about
it. You'll support it.
He talks about it a lot, but it's not. I wasn't able to follow the argument.
Got it. Okay, well, if you weren't able to follow the argument, then who is? But I'll give it a try. But for, as of now, I don't have anything to say. Okay. I think we're going to leave this for now. I didn't actually get to today's Bukhara yet.
Yes, you did number one.
Thank you. I appreciate the support. Yes, it's important to have a loyal fan base. Anyway, I really do. I said we're going to start the Tzedakah Sugyas, and then I said, oh, we'll throw in just a little taxes. And okay, how can you not talk at least a little bit about taxes? All right, you know what we're going to do, Rabosai? Sorry, were people planning their lives around when we go to the third parak? Like to the day? No. Okay, anyone here plan their whole life around when we go to the third parak? Like if it's a few days later? And this is going to be our plan. We are not going to go to Lechvod Hanukkah. We're not going to go to the third parak. We're going to go to taxes and tzedakah. We're not going to be ma'ayin in every word of every line of the Gemara, but we're going to be ma'ayin in the main sugyas, and we're not going to be ma'ayin in the side points. Basically, let's go and we'll spend, 2 weeks on taxes and tzedakah, 2 weeks being, my version of 2 weeks. And then we'll go to the third parak. So if you will be mochami, what we're going to do is we're going to skip to taxes. And next time we'll talk about taxes. The makoros I had on this sheet were not a full sheet worth about taxes, even for me. But unless I discover, I'm still looking for more makoros that I haven't discovered yet, but I'm pretty sure they don't exist at this point. You know, like you have what you want the Gemara to say, and then every Rishon and Acharon says the opposite, and you keep looking. I'm ready to give up soon. But not yet, soon. What I want to do is go through all the tax gemaras next time. The tax gemaras would be starting from where we started, which is Bami Nei Rabbi Elazar and Zayin Amid Beis, through the tax gemaras, go through the bottom of the Chesam and Aleph. So I'll send out the Makoros later, but go in the Gemara, besides the Sheet 23, go in the Gemara through the bottom of the Chesam and Aleph, and then it talks about, we're going to try not to get political about it, it talks about the Ptur Talmidei Chachamim from taxes, and to understand the Ptur Talmidei Chachamim from taxes, we're going to want to look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shechinah Perek Vav L'Chabav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Vav Halacha Yod in Perish Mishnayis and Avos Perik Dalin Mishnah Zion. We're going to want to look at the Chazan Ish and Bava Basra Simon Hey Seif Yud Ches. Very, very important, very sharp. Kedarko Bakodesh. We're going to want to look here at the Me'iri. I'll write the other Makoros when you get a chance. But basically, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, through the bottom of the Chesam and Aleph, the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Bav Yod, Avos, Perish Mishnayis, Dalet Zayin, Hilchos Shechinah, Bav Vav, the Chazan Ish, Siman Hey, Seif Yud Ches, in Bava Basra, and the Meiri on the Sugya, and I'll send it more detail in the course later. You got the word? Okay. I will share. Oh, the Hanukkah schedule. Sorry for those of us who are not official Reed students. The Hanukkah schedule is next week there are two Shir on Monday and Thursday, but the week after there's no Shir on Zos Hanukkah, on the last day of Hanukkah. So There is shir on the first and fourth day of Hanukkah. There is no shir on the eighth day of Hanukkah. Is that right? I got the schedule right? Okay. So we're going to miss one shir for Hanukkah. Again, it just shows the Musar sensitivity of a Yid, that even though the Greeks were our enemies and persecuted us and made a shmad against us, nonetheless, we feel bad for them. They lost the war where they tried to be mevatel the Torah, and therefore we give them a few days of bittul Torah so that they shouldn't be completely demoralized. So we should take that however we wish. Oh, he's making